If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. And what'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome to Morning Reload on Cowboy State Politics. I'm your illustrious host, David Iverson, broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming. This is the segment of the program where we give you a little Monday morning ammunition to shut up those liberal irritants that interrupt your morning coffee. Before we get rolling this morning, a little obscene self-aggrandizement. Today's program is brought to you by Morton Buildings. If you're in the market for an outbuilding or a garage or a barn or even a giant roping arena so that you can keep dry when you're practicing your roping, you should really contact Nick or Jesse at Morton Buildings at 307-674-2532. You can listen to the podcast on any of your favorite podcasting apps. iHeartRadio, iTunes, Amazon Music, any of those will work. But the easiest way is just to go to the website, cowboystatepolitics.com. There you can find all of the shows as well as any of the articles I might bring up during the course of a program. If your name is Joe Biden and you don't know anything, well, then you can go to Cowboy State Politics and pull up an article and educate yourself. If you hadn't noticed, we began the program with a little Paul Harvey. I miss that guy. That segment you can find on YouTube, and it's entitled, If I Were the Devil. Obviously, I've edited this one a little bit, but you should really go check out the whole thing. It's very prophetic, and it describes exactly what we're doing in our country today. Essentially, what it says is if he were the devil, he'd just convince everybody to abandon all their principles. Pretty soon, you'd have school children being taught what to think and not how to think, and you'd have politicians passing laws that allowed you to do whatever you wanted, because everything is okay now, and we all live in a world of moral relativism. Eventually, history would be forgotten, and you could convince people of such ridiculous things as the country started in 1619 and not 1776, and that it was founded on slavery and we're all just a bunch of racists. We could kill 60 million babies and claim that it's all because of women's health. Pretty soon you'd have people demanding group rights instead of equal rights and would be able to denounce people like Martin Luther King Jr. as a drunk and a woman abuser and forget everything that he ever said. But to do all that, we'd have to remove God from the schoolhouse and the Capitol building, and soon enough the churches would be meaningless. We could reduce all cognition and thought to feelings and emotion, and thus avoid examining our actions critically. Definitions could become meaningless, and we could just claim that infrastructure is everything from child care to the production of environment-damaging windmills. Pretty soon, there wouldn't be any truth at all. Ideas like hard work, humility, reverence, and perseverance would become old-fashioned, and the function of government would be to provide whatever instant gratification we wanted at that moment. Success would become irrelevant, because we could just rely on the government. And pretty soon, dusty old documents would hold no relevance to today because they're too extreme. And it's of extremes that I want to talk about today. We have a group in the Wyoming Republican Party that seems to think that time-honored traditions and principles are no longer relevant. They call themselves the Frontier Republicans. In any other state, they would be Democrats, but here, because they can't get elected running as a Democrat, they stay in the Republican Party and they try to change it from the inside. They don't agree with principles such as life being the most important thing, and they advocate for abortion. They don't like hard work, and they think that you should be taxed more than you already are, even though most people have trouble paying their bills. They don't really believe in equal rights. They believe in group rights and setting one group above another. They think of stupid things like common sense gun restrictions, when we already have enough restrictions to prevent anybody from possessing a firearm that shouldn't have one. All we need to do is just enforce the law. They even go so far as to replace the principle of free market economics with some gibberish that says, quote, "We believe that the state legislature should have the freedom to use all tools and resources at its disposal to promote prosperity and economic development for the state. In other words, they would prefer a command and control economy based on taxes." From their county platform, they've eliminated the phrase of, "We believe in keeping the power in that people's hands by electing their officials rather than appointed positions." They eliminate that one. In the time-honored progressive tradition of allowing your actions to contradict everything you've ever said or written, their platform claims that "we believe we should oppose national Medicare for all, single-payer health care, or any similar programs," and yet they advocate for Medicaid expansion in the state legislature. When it comes to family values, they have eliminated the phrase that "we should emphasize abstinence as the best method of preventing STDs and unwanted pregnancy" from their platform. And they have eliminated their belief that marriage should be defined as a contract between one man and one woman and replaced it with some ridiculous phrase of co-agents of a domestic partnership. And perhaps most telling of all, the entire following phrase has been deleted from their platform, quote, "that we believe an unborn child has a fundamental right to life that cannot be infringed, that we believe we should outlaw abortion unless it's life-threatening, and we believe adoption is the preferred alternative to abortion and support legislation that would encourage adoption and protecting adopting parents." In other words, these frontier Republicans have no problem with abortion. All of the things that I just mentioned were taken off of the Natrona County Republican Party's website. It's still up there, and you can read them for yourself. And now you should understand the problem that traditional Wyoming conservatives have with these frontier Republican types. If you want to expose these progressive frontier Republicans, as you should, just ask them which part of the Republican Party platform that they agree with. And then, of course, your follow-up question is, why does the website for Frontier Republican Central list all of the things that I've discussed today? You should probably be skeptical of anything that comes out of their mouth, because the folks you're dealing with have abandoned their Republican principles and have embraced the progressive ones of not telling voters the truth. One of these frontier Republicans is a guy named Joe McGinley. He's a doctor in Casper, and he's the chairman of the Natrona County Republican Party. We've talked about him on the program before, but he's published yet another op-ed in the Red Star. This one is entitled, "You Are the Solution to Political Extremism." He writes, quote, "When I was elected chairman in Natrona County, we were on the brink of extremism. My position was immediately challenged by the extremists, and they even attempted to hold their own meeting to appoint a new chairman. Fortunately, those elected to serve spoke up, reaffirmed my elected position, and from that point forward, the Natrona County Republican Party focused on building a positive organization based on our values, principles, and constitutional commitment." End quote. By our values, he clearly means support for Medicaid expansion, abortion, and abandoning free market economics. And by extremists, he means traditional Wyoming conservative Republicans. From the article, quote, "They are willing to name-call, lie, manipulate, intimidate, and bully to maintain their small sliver of power," end quote. But of course, his labeling of traditional Wyoming conservatives as extremists does not count as name-calling. He ends his sophistry by saying, quote, "Now is the time for you to open your heart and offer a listening ear to those who have been led astray by the temptations of anger, fear, and deceit. Do not be led down the path of extremism due to false temptations." That sounds like the whispering of a serpent to me. And one last quotation from his article, quote, "Our values teach us to lead by actions and not by words," end quote. And the words he is referring to, of course, are the Wyoming Republican Party platform. Here are just a few of them. Number one, all individuals are endowed by their Creator from the moment of conception to the moment of natural death with the rights of life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. Number three on the platform is the right of individuals to keep and bear arms and ammunition shall not be infringed, restricted, or denied. Individuals must never be prevented from defending life, liberty, and property. And skipping a few of them down to family values, the Wyoming Republican Party believes that the definition of marriage is the union of one man and one woman. The traditional family based on the foundation of marriage between one man and one woman as the best institution and is the authority on how to provide children with the education and training to develop their potential and prepare them to participate in society and in our government. These few core principles that I have mentioned, among others that you should definitely read, mark the foundation of traditional conservative Wyoming Republican Party thought, and they are diametrically opposed to the thinking of the Frontier Republicans. It is impossible to be a conservative, as Joe McGinley and the Frontier Republicans claim, and believe in abortion. Nor can you be a conservative and still muddy the waters of family values. That type of thinking is incommensurate with conservatism as a political ethos. Rather, it is the complete abandonment of principles upon which all of us ought to act. Principles that are listed in the Wyoming Republican Party platform and other places such as the Bible. It is an embrace of moral relativism under the guise of being inclusive of every other form of thought. It is the classic frontier Republican playbook to denounce everyone who stands on principle as being an extremist, which of course would not count as name-calling in Joe McGinley's handbook. The irony, of course, is that Joe McGinley claims that his frontier Republicans are inclusive, yet the only people they don't want to include in their little group are those people that stand on principles and do not negotiate on things like life, abortion, gun rights, free market economics, and everything that traditional conservatism stands for. They do this while claiming that they alone are the only true conservatives in the Wyoming Republican Party. That's a classic progressive move, to accuse everyone else of that which you yourself are doing. So if you're wondering why your legislator voted for crazy things like Medicaid expansion or abortion or hate crime laws or gambling bills, you should really ask yourself if they truly are a conservative and ask them what they think of the Frontier Republicans and what they think of the Wyoming Republican Party platform. Their answers will be truly revealing. Have fun this week exposing your Frontier Republican liberal neighbors, and I'll talk to you on Wednesday. Don't forget this week's contest in honor of Redcoat Republican extraordinaire Senator Larry Hicks, in which we'll be giving away two I Smell Redcoats in Cheyenne t-shirts to the two people that share this program the most in this week. From the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is Cowboy State Politics.